Well, I think that's one of the things that we're still working on. We do have a need for some of the athletic facilities that were housed in that building, and we're going to continue to use those until we have some additions in place, whether it's at our elementaries on this campus or at the high school. Ultimately, we'd like to be able to add some additional athletic or PE spaces at both our junior high and senior high campuses. But those things are down the road a little bit for us right now, and we've got to figure out what that timeline might be.
So in terms of then the Joy facility, I mean, the potential of still utilizing that maybe next year for athletic contests is a possibility?
That's a possibility. We're hoping that we won't have to utilize that for many athletic contests next year. This year we had to house a lot of our volleyball games there, high school volleyball games, because of the work that we were doing on the high school gym. But some of that will be alleviated as we move forward. As far as some of the junior high games that we moved to that location, we looked at what the attendance was and also some things to do with the illnesses that we've been experiencing here of flu or RSV or COVID, that gave us an opportunity to spread folks out a little bit more.
And then as far as the potential for, you know, any high school renovation plans or expansion, is that something the board could make a final decision on at least this school year?
I think you're going to see some movement on that after we come back here from Christmas break, as we wrap up our elementary projects and get them out to bid, that there's going to be a lot of focus on what we'll be doing at the high school campus and maybe even at this campus moving forward.